Hey guys, welcome to Wellness Wednesday. We're starting a new topic this month. For those of you that don't know, May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. And an important topic overall, but particularly due to the recent pandemic as well. According to the World Health Organization, the COVID pandemic triggered a 25% increase in depression. So, you know, there are many reasons we are plagued with this difficult mental health condition. Of course, we would like to take this month and examine diet and lifestyle and how it might support our mood and possibly minimize depressive symptoms. So, in light of that, the first nutrient I thought I'd talk to you guys about are omega-3 fatty acids. By now, many of you have heard the buzz about this nutrient. It does seem to be mentioned often, and for good reason. Research suggests that omega-3 fatty acids have a powerful anti-inflammatory capability, as well as they can easily travel across the brain cell membrane. It is for this reason that, you know, some believe omega-3s may help relieve or even prevent depression. So the two types of omegas that we are most interested in are EPA and DHA. Those have very long names, so we'll just condense them down to that. It makes it nice and easy. These are found primarily in fish oil and marine algae. So the daily recommendation is 1 gram of EPA, DHA. That could be together. Typically you don't see them that high singly, so it's usually together to get 1 gram per day. This corresponds to eating a high omega fish like wild caught salmon 3 times per week, about 3 to 4 ounces is a serving. So that is ideal, is to get it through your food. But for those of you that don't eat fish or enough fish weekly, you might consider supplementation. That would be a nice alternative. And stay tuned for next week. We'll continue our discussion on nutrients that really help with mood and depressive symptoms. Thank you.